Morning Watch, Training on Joshua, Judges, and Ruth Review, Week 1, Message 5, The Produce of the Land of Canaan and the Intrinsic Significance of the Allotment of the Good Land. Friday Related Verses, Joshua 5:11-12. And on the day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate of the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and parched grain. And the manna ceased on that day, when they ate of the produce of the land. And there was no longer manna for the children of Israel, but they ate of the yield of the land of Canaan that year. Colossians 1:12. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light. Acts 26:18. To open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light and from the authority of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me. Deuteronomy 8:7-10. For Jehovah your God is bringing you to a good land, a land of water brooks, of springs and of fountains, flowing forth in valleys and in mountains. A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates. A land of olive trees with oil and of honey. A land in which you will eat bread without scarcity. You will not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron and from whose mountains you can mine copper. And you shall eat and be satisfied. And you shall bless Jehovah your God for the good land which he has given you. Ephesians 3:8. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. Ephesians 4:16. Out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation and the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Reading for Day 5, Life Study of Joshua, Message 6. In Genesis, God promised Abraham that he would give the good land to Abraham's descendants. More than 400 years later, God sent Moses to deliver Israel out of Egypt, telling him that he was sending him to bring the people into the good land. It was a fact that God had given the land to Israel, but this fact was not yet practical. Rather, it was a promise that still needed to be fulfilled. Not even at the time when Israel came to the plains of Moab under the leadership of Joshua was the giving of the good land to Israel a practical fact, for the land had not yet become Israel's possession. Only after Israel had gained the good land and had taken possession of it did the land actually become theirs as a practical fact. The good land had been promised to Israel and the situation was ready for the land to be given to Israel in actuality. God the giver had done everything, but there was still the need for Israel the receiver to do something to take possession of what God had given. In light of this, let us now consider what it means to gain Christ for Christ. Christ today is a good land given to us by God in a very rich way. Nevertheless, all the riches of Christ, all that Christ is, remain separate from most Christians. As the one on the throne in the heavens, Christ is strong and powerful, but we are weak. He is rich, but we are poor. Whereas Christ is strong, powerful, and rich, we are weak, impotent, and poor. The reason for this situation is that we have not endeavored to gain Christ. However, when we gain Christ, he becomes our experience. Then Christ becomes in us what he should be. This means that our gaining Christ is not only for our enjoyment, but also for Christ to be what he should be. According to the New Testament revelation, Christ is perfect, complete, rich, and powerful. Furthermore, it is a fact that God has given such a Christ to us. Although he is wonderful, we are pitiful. If we see this, we will realize that there is a need for us to do something that will make Christ real to us, and even to the unbelievers, so that he will be what he should be. How can Christ be what he should be? Christ can be what he should be only by our gaining him. If we gain Christ and experience Christ, Christ will become real to us. This is not only for us, it is also for Christ. This is to gain Christ for Christ. Our need today is to gain more of Christ, to possess more of Christ, and to experience more of Christ. Our gaining, possessing, and experiencing Christ will make him real to us. This is not only for our enjoyment, but also for Christ to be what he should be. At present, the Christ among us is much less than the Christ in the heavens. The Christ among us is different from the Christ in the heavens. This means that among us, Christ is not yet what he should be. In order for Christ to be what he should be among us, we need to gain him. The more we gain Christ, possess Christ, experience Christ, and enjoy Christ, the more he becomes among us what he should be. In this way, our gaining of Christ is for Christ. We gain Christ for Christ so that he may have his corporate expression. This is to make the good land the land of Emmanuel, in Isaiah 8:8. Paul was one who struggled to pursue Christ in order to gain Christ, in Philippians 3:8-12. However, very few of today's Christians, including us, are like Paul. We may be seeking Christians, but we may pursue Christ only to a certain extent, being content with a routine church life and routine work and service for Christ. Following such a routine does not enable us to endeavor to gain Christ. Because so many Christians do not pursue Christ in order to gain him, God needs the overcomers. We today need to take and possess the land for Christ. We need to gain Christ for Christ. If we do this, we will do Christ a favor. However, if we go on living a routine Christian life and church life, we will not be able to gain the land for Christ. For this, God needs some overcomers. There are millions of real Christians on earth today, but where are the overcomers? God is calling for overcomers, but who will answer his call? Who will respond to God's call by pursuing Christ in order to gain Christ? I hope that many among us will do Christ a favor by responding to God's call for overcomers.